You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone.
Yeah, my boy Marshall Mathers. Getting into Donald Trump the other night. He's an entertainer. Take it with a grain of salt. He doesn't know what he's doing. Anyway, good Friday morning to you. I'm Mike McNamara for a Friday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Somebody sent me an email. Hey, man, you play Eminem, which kind of shocked me when I listened to your program the first time. Why? The show primarily, its function, is about mental health. Yeah, you don't know that, because we trick your dumb marine ass, get you to listen because it's interesting and fun, and then every once in a while we bomb in, don't kill yourself. Go get help. So the song, when I first heard it, and I kind of like Eminem because he's an angry dude, right? And if you have anger in you, I think you relate to, you know, to some of his stuff. I don't care how old you are. The monster. So when I heard this song, the refrain, I'm friends with the monster that's under the bed. I get along with the voices inside of my head, right? It's a song about mental health. Even the dumb amongst us can figure that out. So that's why that song and the other song that you hear on a daily basis is this, at the end of the program. So let me explain this. Here's the hook about this. A lot of our friends didn't come home. And we think our lives are difficult. They'd probably change places with us in a heartbeat. So be mindful of that. We owe them. We owe their sacrifice to live the high life. So just a daily reminder. We get a chance that they don't have. So on the dark days of your life, when things aren't going well, just remember, you are back in the high line. We have a chance, and we owe it to them to live the high life, to live a good life, to live a better life. By virtue of the things we've seen and we've experienced, we owe it to them. So just a reminder, all right? So, there you have it. There you have it. Let me tell you what we're going to do today on a Friday. The big pastrami, salami, swami is going to join us. He went like 8 for 11 in his picks last week. So, he's going to rejoin us. We'll talk a little bit about food. On Friday, we try to have a good time because this is a marine radio station, right? On Friday, nothing getting done on Friday, unless we're going someplace on Saturday, but normal Marine Corps, rein that shit in, get ready for swoop time in the afternoon. That's right. If you're working too late on a Friday, you're doing something wrong, okay? You need to look in the mirror. You need to look at your leadership. What are we doing, man? What are we doing? Yeah, Friday ought to be inspections. That's right. Inspections. And they pass their inspections. Get them out of there, man. Because it's what they want. It's why they join Libo. That's right. Let them get out there and rip it up. So, anyway, this is a little bit of leadership advice to you. That's right. That's right. So, you got going that for you on a Friday morning. So we'll do that. We'll talk a little bit of cooking as we do, and then probably at around 8:30 we'll check news headlines. We'll do that a little bit before we get to the bottom of the hour. But we'll check news headlines. I had a couple of interesting conversations about hazing yesterday, so I want to talk about that. And one real quick is this: if the CG's dealing with it that often, you've got a different problem than hazing. I was like, oh, damn. But you know what I said right after I said, oh, damn? That shit's right. Hazing's not the problem. Hazing is a symptom of a problem. And what is that problem? You don't have the leadership at that level to supervise the inmates to make sure that shit doesn't happen. Now, again, we talked yesterday, are you going to be able to eliminate hazing? No. To see it happen as often as it happens in spite of, I never went to a hazing class in my life. Okay, but I knew about it. I knew what was wrong, and I put an end to it. And I put my, I was a boot-ass second lieutenant the first time I saw it. I told the story yesterday. The first time I saw the blood stripe thing was after formation right out there on the blacktop. I mean, they just had at it. I mean, out in the open. That's the way it was. Yeah. Hello. So, I got a phone call yesterday from somebody who said, hey, I listened to the program, man, and I just have a thought about hazing. I said, what's that? What's that, brilliant? And he started laughing. He said, hey, man, if the division commander's dealing with that much of it, guess what? Where are the regimental commanders? Where are the battalion commanders? Where are the company commanders? Okay? He said, that's one side of the question. He said, but I will say this. You made a valid point. It's not an officer thing. If the officers are dealing with it, you've already lost. That's hazing gone amok. If the officers are finding out about it, what needs to end is the hazing that you don't even find out about, that lives in the murky underworld of the Marine Corps, that the staff NCOs occupy. And if they don't dominate that part of the underworld, then you got issues. And then he said, and you got issues. That's the bigger concern. The lack of leadership. And he said, and he went on to say, I thought you were absolutely spot on relative to at the staff sergeant rank and the sergeant rank, because corporals too often, they buckle because they're novices. They're new. A lot of times they're still supervising the guys that they used to try to get out of working parties with. So I found that interesting. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Hazing. It goes on in the military. It goes out on outside the military. It goes on athletic teams. You know, it's part of the culture. Okay, so how do you get better than that? So we'll talk a little bit about that later today. But it is Friday. Whitney Houston begins the program with the probably greatest rendition of the national anthem. And other people can take issue with it, but that's why they call me the host, because I decide. That's right.
Yeah.
mom as she crushes that stuff. The okay, I'm gonna because it's my show again. Did I mention that already? Yeah. Because it's my show, I'm going to take you back to the best part. The cymbal shots when she Osei does that star. Stand by. Targets. We know who the home of the brave is, right? Exactly. Some people don't, but we don't got that issue. Now, this one right here is going to her homecoming at high school tonight.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains, to the prairies, to the oceans, wave us home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Done, Dad.
Yeah, 14 years old, going to homecoming. Yeah. This one's in the jungle someplace.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Check the weather around the world, around the marine world, around Marineland. Cloudy in 63 in Quantico. Crossroads of the Marine Corps, baby. Cloudy 72 at Camp Lejeune. And quit sending me emails to say, Mac, there's no R in that word. It's how he pronounced it, jackasses. Okay, my name, McNamara. It's not McNamara. It's not McNamara. It's McNamara. You want to know why it's like that? Because that's the way I say it. And that name, it belongs to me. So if he says Lejeune, and that's the way his family says it, then guess what? That's the way you say it. You got it? All right, stand at ease. Boom, bitches. That's right. All you people, there is no R in that word. Yeah. I got it. All right. The Granbury, Texas, the home of the Gunner. Sunny in 73, warmed up there a little bit. Big Timber, Montana, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. 29 Palms, sunny 59, that's all right. Kent Pendleton, clouds 58. Okinawa, clouds dark and 80. Okinawa starting to cool off. Raqqa, pretty normal for the fall. Sunny in 82 in a city that's about to fall. And then God only knows what's going to happen. Clear in 83 in Marja. Marja, pretty steady state this time of year. 82, 83, 84. Dark also in Marja. The home of Allman Radio. Mostly sunny in 58 degrees. On our way to 75 degrees. Beautiful down here in Southern California. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll check some news headlines. The big salami pastrami swami is going to join us. We're going to talk a little on Friday, have a good time. So we'll talk a little food. We'll talk. He was, I want to say, either 7 for 11 or 8 for 11 last week. So we'll do a little sports prognostication, too. Big game tonight, Yankees and Houston. Get going in the American League Championship Series last night in just a game that was, if you were like great playoff baseball, this wasn't a game. It was stuff getting knocked all over the yard, people missing balls, guys who are supposed to be lights out aces hitting guys with bases loaded. It was, if you're a Nationals fan, you score 8 runs and lose in that game. You got to be kidding me. And I'll tell you this, Joe Maddon is lucky, as lucky, as lucky. He completely screwed up his pitching in the World Series, and the Cubs won anyway. God has a lucky star over Joe Maddon because he did the same thing last night. He brings his closer in. After he had pitched last night in Chicago, brought him in again tonight to pitch multiple innings. And that dude has runners at first and second, and he is looking about as shaky as a lousy fence. And here their catcher picks a guy off first base. Going to be a long offseason for that dude and the first base coach. The only thing your job is here at first base when the tying runs at second base and there's two outs is don't get picked off, man. Do not get picked off. But you know what the dude was thinking? Hey, a ball hitting the gap. I got to score. I'm going to go ahead and run. He got his ass picked off first base. Oh, my God. You think he slept last night? I'll give you the answer to that. No. So the Cubs advance. They'll face the Dodgers. And Dodgers pretty good. Cubs got some issues, man. Not going to lie to you. They're not the best team in that league anymore. And Washington, who is really good, they did not play very well either. So, anyway, fun time of the year if you're a baseball fan. We'll take a quick break. We'll check news headlines, and the Swami will join us. President's going to give a speech this morning. He's got some busy stuff. If you didn't see General Kelly's little press conference when he popped in yesterday, maybe I'll play that. I should play that because if you didn't hear it, Kelly is as smooth as a baby's ass, man. He walks in there unannounced. Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, today a little bit of change. The chief of staff is going to come down and take your questions. And everybody respects him. For those of you who don't know, Kelly had two different tours in the Marine Corps Office of Legislative Affairs since the year 2000, if I'm mistaken about that. He led it after the year 2000, came back from his assignment as the assistant division commander of the 1st Marine Division and went to Capitol Hill, was a one-star in charge of that office. And so he knows everybody. He knows where the bodies are buried. He knows how the game gets played. They know, and most importantly, they know him. He stayed around Capitol Hill as Leon Panetta's assistant when he was SecDef. So he knows all the major players. And so he walks in and, you know, he rolls up to the podium and he says, I'm not here to quit. I'm not getting fired. And I don't think I'm firing anybody today. So he takes the media to task a little bit. But like Dunford, like Madison, in those situations, they're incredible examples to the nation. And then later on in the day, and I guess this would be my takeaway from it, you heard commentators saying, we need more leaders like that. We need more leaders like that. Wes O'Donnell was on yesterday talking about organizations that promote veterans into politics. Politics is a dirty, greasy business. And I got elected, I didn't particularly care for it because the truth doesn't matter. It's what somebody, does that surprise anybody watching the media? The truth doesn't matter. And maybe we'll do that. We'll listen to Kelly. I think he was on for about 20 minutes. And we'll talk about it. We can talk about that. That might be better than me bloviating about something. So sit back, relax, enjoy the morning. Thanks for making All Marine Radio part of your day. If you're listening on the Marine Corps World Wide Web, thank you, G6, for doing that. And then tell your buddies. If you're listening someplace, shoot an email to live.allmarineradio@gmail.com. Let us know where you're at. We'll give you a shout out. You don't have to give us the room number, essentially. And here's one. Mac, what's up from the Pentagon, bro? Can't tell you what a treat it is to be able to listen live. Making my morning go, taking me to chow. This is awesome. Am I getting a whole lot of work done? Absolutely I am. I'm a double dog. Whoa, double dog, can we say that anymore? Of course we can, man. Whose brainchild was that? Double dog, that's wrong. What? What did that guy just say? Yeah, he said we can't say devil dog anymore. Oh, hell no, man. What's up, devil? All right, more of All Marine Radio coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. BattleMug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Let me go over some news headlines real quick before the Swami joins us. President making a speech right now. You know, I was watching just the text of the speech during the commercial, you know, and one of the lines was, nothing can get in the way of the United States when we are unified. Then, dude, back off the Twitter account. Just some leadership advice. Stop throwing Molotov cocktails all over the place. Anyway. Real quick, there's a bunch of interesting headlines today, both in the Early Bird and in Marine Corps Times. So real quick, kidnapped, held 5 years, U.S. Canadian family freed in Pakistan. The interesting footnotes to that story is the dude is related to somebody held in Guantanamo Bay, right? He refused to get on an American aircraft because they said he evidently said, no, you're going to take me to Guantanamo Bay. He's a Canadian citizen. So they refused to get on an American plane and might give you some idea how the hell they got to Pakistan in the first place and got kidnapped. Exactly. Gifted people doing gifted things. Navy's going to send a destroyer to the Far East as it shuffles ships to ensure that they have enough.
Hey, get out of here.
My dogs just came in here and went nuts. Jack and Joe. Yeah, they've got to shuffle some ships around to ensure there's coverage after the McCain and the Fitzgerald accidents. These stories appear periodically, and they always irritate me, because the last thing in the world that the nation will ever need to do is go back to the draft, okay? Top recruiter, just 136,000 out of 33 million young Americans would join the Army. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Evidently, that's not the case because we haven't shut down our recruiting centers. So, so you see these articles and then they talk about, you know, the draft and whatnot. If you watch the Vietnam
documentary by Ken Burns, The Draft. Maybe not. Okay. Also, from Afghanistan, according to the leadership there, the American leadership there, more U.S. advisors will help break the Afghan war stalemate. That's from top U.S. commander there. And then a couple interesting stories. Secretary of Defense defending the response to the ambush in Niger that killed four U.S. Green Berets. And criticism was that there was not a plan in place to extract them or support them should they come under fire. The also, just a footnote, my experience relative when those kind of things happen, that's an inside job. Somebody on that patrol set them up, or somebody supervising that patrol set that up with intimate knowledge, telling people where they were going to be approximately what time in order for them to get smoked like that. Just one man's opinion, though. I could be wrong, but I'm normally not. Marine Corps headlines. A story in Marine Corps Times, and all these stories come out of the Marine Corps Times today, but a Marine veteran by the name of Kevin Howard and another American by the name of Taylor Hudson, both American citizens. Hudson was a veteran of the French Foreign Legion, so you know that dude's not right in the head, right? And Howard, who went back to Syria to fight for the YPG, I think they call it, with the Kurds, were detained by Syrian fighters after U.S. Special Forces, U.S.-backed Syrian fighters, let me add that, thankfully, right, after U.S. Special Forces refused to help them in their attempt to return home. Yeah, what? Anyway, film 11, so I'm not exactly sure of all the details relative to that, why, who they approached or whatnot. So we'll dig into that. There's also a story of a Marine who unfurled a banner with a white nationalist slogan on it. He was tried, or I guess he pled guilty to something. He pled guilty to trespassing for unfurling a white nationalist banner. And he'd already been selected for promotion. So that'll cover the Marine Corps in glory, huh? Yeah, this white supremacist goofball is going to get promoted in your United States Marine Corps. How does that point of view coexist with being a leader in the Marine Corps? I'm not exactly sure. Okay, so I don't know who needs to get involved in that shit, but if you're a white supremacist, I'm pretty sure you can't be a leader in the Marine Corps. Not exactly sure, but I'm pretty sure. Good news for the Everett out of 29 Palms. The commissary has been closed because of a rodent problem. U.S. Army veterinarians found evidence of significant rodent problem. So, congratulations to everybody out there. A big change at boot camp. Recruits will now spend 2 weeks in phase four to help them adjust. And then, you know, actually, this is not a bad news story, but it's a story that keeps going. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday, Marine Corps Aviation. I don't know that Marine Corps Aviation's ever had a lower time in its history, in its long, illustrious history, than it has right now. Fortunately, an emergency landing in the vicinity of the northern training area of Okinawa resulted in nobody being injured, civilian or Marines, and over an in-flight fire. And so Marines have suspended flight ops for 96 hours. So 3MEF said they will conduct a stand-down, see what they're doing. So Larry Nicholson is the commander of 3MEF. He ordered it, and they'll be doing that. So we're going to think about it. So those are your news headlines of the day. The other one was John Kelly. Yeah. Hold on. Let me read you a quick email. Oh, it's the Navy's birthday today. Shouting out to the ensign who's in the Persian Gulf, I think, and nephew-in-law, SWCC on Guam. And all the rest of them playing chicken on a daily basis with the world's assholes. So, yeah, happy birthday to our Navy brothers and sisters today. They go everywhere we go. And I'll tell you what, in particular, I mean, we're Marines. Who do we love the most out of the Navy? That's right. Our corpsmen, baby. Happy birthday, boys and girls. I don't know any girls that are corpsmen that hang out with the Marine Corps, but I'm sure there's going to be. So happy birthday, boys and girls. There's nothing like a Navy corpsman in combat. And as kooky as they can be in garrison, they've written history in blood that has few parallels and takes your breath away. Also, how they're right in the head when they come home, I'm not exactly sure after that job. Doing first aid on your friends that have had the shit blown out of them. And doing that's your job. That's rough. That's rough. As jobs go, as I said, how they're ever right in the head, I'm not exactly sure. But let me just, this is entitled White Supremacist. Okay. So I'm listening at work. I didn't look at the early bird. Are you shitting me? How is this guy not administratively discharged? Because he has his rights? Isn't the purpose of the UCMJ to maintain good order and discipline in the Marine Corps? What do we say to every Marine of color when we have a dude that's a white supremacist in our midst? Would somebody make that shitbag go away? I've heard you use the term dropped on your head at birth, which I like. That's not original to me. That's a Marine Corps term, just so you know. This guy's name is Sergeant Michael Chesney. He unfurled a white nationalist banner with a slogan on it. He pled guilty to trespassing. Chesney's an EOD tech, selected for promotion to staff sergeant on a board that met on July 12th. The incident happened after the board. Selectees, quote, Mike Barton is a spokesman from Marine Corps Air Station, Cherry Point. Quote, selectees are assigned a seniority which is used to rank them in order for promotion in the coming year. Although the results of the promotion board were announced September 7th, Chesney has remained a sergeant, Barton said. Sergeant Chesney's promotion was put on temporary hold by his command pending successful resolution of his civilian adjudication, including payment of any fines imposed by his sentence. Barring other unforeseen issues, he could be promoted to staff sergeant as soon as practical after he has settled with the court. Chesney and fellow Marine Sergeant Joseph Manning were arrested May 20th after they climbed a building in Graham, North Carolina, and unfurled a banner with the letters YWNRU, which reportedly stands for You Will Not Replace Us, a slogan used by white nationalist groups. Both men pled guilty on Tuesday and were sentenced to pay fines. Now, the question is, how does continued service happen with that perspective? How are you a leader of Marines with that perspective? Yeah, when that comes before Colonel McNamara, that shit is over quick. All right, did you say these things? Did you make this banner? What does it stand for? All right, son, you are done. Get your nasty self out of my office. And again, just for the record, the Uniform Code of Military Justice is for good order and discipline. It's not about your rights. It's about the order and discipline of the United States military. So, and I would say that should bleed over into the whole hazing thing. Oh, you know, Major General Smith's too heavy-handed. Oh, so what are we going to say to a family who gets their kid back all fucked up because some idiots were doing stupid shit and we don't have the staff NCOs and sergeants anymore that will lay the wood and make them put the fear of God in them? Maybe because they can't, because we've turned our sergeants and staff sergeants into pussies. And now you get your kid back feeding him with a spoon for the rest of his life for some stupid nonsense. But that's their right as senior lance corporals to do that shit, right? And when you lay the heavy hand on him, oh, he doesn't have any right to do that. You know what? Fuck that nonsense. How many classes did they get about hazing? And some one-pump Westpac motherfucker is now going to lock somebody on to the Marine Corps. And, yeah, this is the way it really is, bro. Give me a break. But let me tell you, if you don't have sergeants and staff sergeants out there doing it, and maybe we've institutionally cut their balls off. So, all right, we're going to take a real quick break. So much for being light on a Friday, Mac. Jeez Louise, what is your deal? We'll take a quick break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on the All Warrior Radio Network. The big pastrami, salami, swami going to join us. We'll talk a little bit of food. We'll do some prognosticating. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.